at 6:06. We have clouds, 51 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 75. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. A new poll shows falling voter support in Oklahoma for an income tax cut.
Approval of income tax cuts fell from 52% last year to 46% this year. When surveyed voters were asked if they approve cuts, an analysis says would largely benefit the top 1% of Oklahoma households. Less than one-third did. Oklahoma Policy Institute Executive Director David Blatt.
There really is nobody at this point, no constituency out there clamoring for tax cuts. At the same time, you have a legislature that still seems hell-bent on passing a tax cut, whether anybody's asking for one or not.
The poll of 610 registered Oklahoma voters was conducted earlier this month by Washington, D.C.-based Global Strategy Group. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The wildfire threat is somewhat diminished today, not because lighter winds are expected, but because of higher humidity. Yesterday, wildfires came close to several homes in the Manford area. A woman is dead and a man is hospitalized after a house fire in South Tulsa. It happened yesterday afternoon near 83rd in Louisville. Fire officials are looking for a cause. Feeling ill?
We recommend that you seek treatment sooner rather than later.
That is IMSA's Kelly Brewer. Another Tulsa County resident has died from the flu. That brings the total here to 10 this season. Statewide, the number is 58. It has been used to treat autism and may soon be used to treat Oklahoma servicemen and women suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. State lawmakers are looking at approving a high-pressure oxygen treatment known as hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Oklahoma State Veterans Secretary Rita Aragon says there are still some hurdles that the state must clear.
As we pass this legislation, and I believe that it will pass, we need the public's help. We have to be able to raise some money to finish up the clinical studies that have to be done, as well as looking at the actual start treatment of these men and women.
A member of the 45th Infantry, Matt Smotherman, suffered PTSD after serving in Afghanistan, and he says the treatment helped him get his life back. We have more on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. Tulsa police arrest a man after he is caught peeping into the window of a North Tulsa daycare center. In custody is Blake Fields. He's accused of lewd behavior outside the Child Place Daycare on North Lewis, just to the north of Pine. Tribal citizens in Skytook receive a new public transit program. The service provides round trips in the Cherokee Nation area. Cherokee Nation's road director, Michael Lynn, says it's a necessity, and people were asking for the service.
Tribal council members from that particular area had asked us to look into it. We worked out an agreement with Cimarron Transit to provide those services. North Tulsa County is not covered by the Tulsa Transit Authority. And so they were just kind of left out there alone. But Cimarron Transit picked up.
Lynn suggests that people call 72 hours in advance to schedule a ride. A ride costs $1 for a round trip. In sports this morning, OU is out at the big dance. The Sooners lost to North Dakota last night in an upset. Now TU and OSU will both play later today. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds, windy today with a high of 75. Clouds on the increase tonight, 41 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, rain chances develop across northeast Oklahoma. We will have a high of 55. And on Sunday, clearing and cooler with a high of 51. As we head back to work on Monday, it'll be partly sunny and 57. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is cloudy and 51. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.